cultivated, understated elegance, tightly styled hair, and faces with smooth skin, large eyes, straight noses, and full lips. If there had been glossy magazines in those days, you can be sure our Herculanean women would have been regularly featured on the cover. During the Roman Empire, such honorific statues of exemplary citizens were set up in nearly all Roman cities. In the classical world, philosophers and artists were driven by the search for the ideal in human life and art, in morality and in society. Perfection in looks and character was regarded as a virtue, especially since perfect beauty was thought to be a reflection of personal and moral perfection. The heads on many of these sculptures are portrait heads, and so are portraits of individual women. Yet these portraits were also informed by the canon of beauty to look like ideal figures, rather like the way today women, and of course men, orchestrate their images on Instagram or other internet platforms.